Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of my Sunday School Lesson Commentary. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Lydia, Called to Serve, and is found in Acts chapter 16, verses 11 through 15, verse 40, and in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 through 30. For the last 4 weeks, the lessons have been focused on the role and part of women in the spreading of the gospel. In this fifth and final week of focusing on such, the spotlight is on a woman named Lydia. Lydia, the Bible tells us, was from a place called Thyatira. Thyatira is also the name of one of the seven churches in the book of Revelation. Paul met Lydia in Philippi while on his second missionary journey. He was accompanied by several companions, including Silas, Timothy, and Luke. Shortly after their arrival, they went out on the Sabbath to a riverbank where several women had gathered for worship. It is there Paul encounters Lydia. Lydia and the others listened to Paul's preaching. Lydia believed the gospel and was baptized along with the rest of her household. The Bible says nothing about her marital status, but it does say that she was a seller of purple. She had the means to offer Paul and his companions a place to stay while they were in Philippi. While in Philippi, Paul and Silas were wrongfully beaten publicly and jailed. Upon learning of their mistake, the city officials responsible urged them to leave the city. Paul and his companions left Philippi, but not without going back to Lydia's to encourage and say goodbye to the church that was connected with their house. A strong church was established in Philippi, in part because of the hospitality of a woman named Lydia. We can learn from Lydia to be willing to offer what we have for the sake of the church. Everyone in the church has something to offer, but instead of offering what we have to the church, we will offer it somewhere else or in places and for purposes we expect to receive personal gain. What did Lydia receive in return for her hospitality? The Bible doesn't say. Maybe they offered her something or paid her for staying in her house. That wouldn't surprise me because Christians aren't taught to be freeloaders. What Lydia did and what we should do for the church shouldn't be and wasn't from a selfish or personal gain motive. But it was and should be from a heart of gratitude for what God has done for us. There is nothing wrong for accepting and receiving compensation for what we do for the church. But it should not be our motive for doing anything, but our love for the people, the church. And if we do it for those reasons, any compensation for our services will always be secondary for giving and offering them. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday. Invite someone to come and share your thoughts with the class. Sunday school at Flag Branch will begin at 9 o'clock a.m. and you are invited to join us at our website and clicking the online services link. You and others can also join by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, before then, be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview, and I will get back to you. So as always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.